And thank you to everybody, all of you for being here. It really means a lot to our whole family. You all were very special in his heart. And you're all very special in our hearts. And it just means a lot to us that you're all here. I just kind of chose to, because I wanted to keep it, we need to keep it brief. So I wanted to share just a little bit about my dad in the latter years of his life, like particularly like 6 years ago, maybe since 2020, almost 6 years ago. I want to share how really proud I am of the man that my dad became. None of us are perfect. We all have our challenges. We all have our positives and negatives, and we don't do everything right all the time. And there's always challenges in relationships and, you know, good and not so good with every relationship. And as my dad grew older, he became very, just became a lot more, more gentle, more loving, more—I don't mean to use the word soft, but more maybe the fragility of growing old and seeing his limitations. Maybe just more wisdom and grace from God. Maybe putting God—you know—I saw him start putting God at the center of his life more, center of his heart more, and turning to God more in prayer and. You know, God is always working within each of us. But I'm so happy to have been able to spend so much time with my dad in the last years. He's lost like 5.5, 6 years, because that's when he started getting more limited physically and wasn't able to drive as much. And I had what I call the blessing, because the difficult things are a blessing too. And it wasn't easy all the time, but I had the blessing of being able to take care of him. Over these years, the best I could, and my sister and brother doing, you know, what they could do too. And I had the opportunity to share many special moments with him, moments together that we didn't necessarily have this much time in earlier years together. So I'm really appreciative for that, and I just wanted to talk about the things I'll really miss the most. But I'll miss our times playing blackjack. We used to play blackjack, and I'd put on music on my phone, Frank Sinatra and Perry Como, and all the greatest songs he'd like, and I'd play the music, and we played blackjack after blackjack after blackjack games, and he usually won, just like Grandma Hassan we used to play with, and she always won. And she gladly took our pennies. We played for pennies. I'll miss going out to lunches with him each week at his favorite little eating places, dancing to his favorite Greek music and Jewish music. We'd be in his, when he lived in his townhouse, and Greek and Jewish music always uplifted him. So I'd play that on the phone, and he'd dance in his chair, and I'd sort of dance in my chair next to him, and it really brought in, I don't know, just little special moments like that that I never got to have with my dad when I was in previous years. I just didn't. And I loved hearing about all the stories he would share from his younger years. I think that's a normal thing too as we get older. He would really reminisce, and so many stories would flood. And I enjoyed hearing about so many things that I never knew before. And ever since he was little. I'll miss the times that we had him in our home for dinner, and birthdays and holidays, and just for dinner, barbecues, just to hang out. And the kids, Kiana and Jaden, would play piano and guitar, and they both know Hava Nagila, one of the most famous Jewish songs. And they would play Hava Nagila, and Grandpa would be dancing in his chair, and it just made him so happy. It really brought him a lot of joy, and we tried to integrate him into our family as much as possible. And again, we didn't get to spend as much time with him in the younger years, you know, sometime, but not as much. And again, I really enjoyed to get that opportunity to have him in our home, and spend that time together. And having those laughs together. He was a lot more laid back, I think, in his older years. And so I think he was able to enjoy family and enjoy things, family things and the simple things in life a little bit more. And I think he was happier because of it. But I do think it all stemmed from him getting older and seeing things differently and trying to keep God at the center and grow in his faith. And he would watch. He started watching attending synagogue live stream because they started that in 2020, and he couldn't drive and get out. And so I think that all those things really made it kind of facilitated that. Of course, it was great to see which Leslie and Barry and I saw, and all of and the families, to see him flourish so much at Bonaventure, the senior home that we. Moved him into in February of this year. And Rosie and Olga and Mike, three of the people that he beloved, he just grew to love so much. They just loved him and took care of him. And the people there, he loved it. He became friends with people. He became more giving and unselfish and loving and concentrating on other people who were, other elderly people who lived there who were in worse situations than himself. And he wanted to help them. And they helped him too. And I think he was really touched. I think my dad, our dad really experienced the love of God in a deeper way through people, through family and friends, like he never did before. Because I think he was more open to it. He was more open in his later, more vulnerable, fragile years in a different way. It was just beautiful. The staff and residents there, we can't thank enough for all you guys have done in his last months here on Earth. It made Leslie and I and Barry it made us really happy to see Dad truly at peace in the months before he passed, because we think that for sure our dad found a deeper peace within himself. We saw him at peace like we had never seen before, and I'm so grateful for that. We are so grateful for that. Well, Dad, I miss you a lot, and I will forever cherish our time together. The ups, the downs, everything. I know that I grew and learned a lot even through the difficult times, as well as the good times that I feel so blessed that to have been able to share in these past five or six years. I can truly say that I really, I love you, Dad, and I really have felt loved by you, and I thank you for that. I thank you for that opportunity in these last years, especially in a deeper way and in a more special way, and it's really shaped a lot of things of who I am, and I'll always be grateful and grateful to God for that too, and now I can smile to know that he is in the good hands of our Heavenly Father. And Dad, may your soul rest in peace. Thank you.
Thank you for those beautiful words. Very inspiring. Thank you. I'd like to call upon Leslie to share a few words, and also on behalf of Barry.
Thank you. Like Sandra said, thank you all for being here. I know that my dad would be so happy. I'm the youngest of the three kids. I feel like this is gonna be the hardest for me. I wrote something and I'm just gonna read it. My dear father, I wasn't sure I could write this to you today. To truly honor you, to honor your memory, required me to be raw, honest, and dig deep into some difficult parts of our history. Barry, Sanjay, and I grew up outside the traditional family. Our parents divorced when I was just 2 years old, and our dad took on the challenge of raising three young children as a single parent while running his own business and trying to support us. We lived in a big, beautiful home in Bellevue, but our childhood wasn't defined by the typical warmth of home. There were no warm cookies and milk. Family dinners, consistent safety, or the I love yous and I am here for you. It was a challenging time. Our dad was battling his own struggles, and sadly a lot of that pain was misplaced onto us. While much of my growing up years has been blocked out, one truth remains. What my brother, sister, and I went through taught us one of life's most essential lessons. We learned to lean fiercely into one another for safety, strength, security, and love. Today, each of us holds our own unique dynamic in history with our father, David. In the most recent months, I am profoundly grateful that we were able to build a more tender relationship. I learned to see him through a different lens, learning to forgive him and love him as he was without condition. I am filled with gratitude for this last year. I was able to witness positive changes in him and proud of the man that he grew into. Most importantly, I was able to watch him experience peace for the very first time, which in turn gave me peace, and I am happy to remember him this way. Dad, thank you. Thank you for being my father, and thank you for the lessons you taught me. You taught me to be strong, independent, self-sufficient, focused, and hardworking. I took those lessons and committed myself to build a better life for myself and my own sons. Our relationship wasn't always easy, but it was resilient, and I know that you loved us. I love you. I am honored to have been by your side on your last day, and I am most grateful that the last words we spoke to one another were, I love you. You asked, and I promised not to leave you, and I was there until the very end. God bless you, and thank you for the life that you gave me.
Thank you. It's been a long time, so it's a great thing to be able to see everybody under these circumstances. My father was unable to attend today due to a previous trip to the Philippines, and then a storm hitting there, he was unable to make it. So I'm going to be reading something my father sent to me to be read here. Days after hearing of our father's death, I am finally coming to the reality that our father is now at peace. I'm also having to face the fact that it took a storm here in the Philippines to keep me from our own dad's funeral, a sad fact. I know that I can depend on my two sisters to bear the responsibilities that we have done for each other for our entire life. Our family tree has not always been perfect, but that is when you realize that the roots have grown deep and that it will withstand the storms, and the other branches will protect the weaker ones in the time of our strong winds and in the weight of the snow. Our family has faced many challenges, as many families do. Our family, along with many family members, raised my sisters and I with hard work ethics, integrity, and especially love. I watched our father, with the help of his sisters, Frances, Lucy, and our grandparents, raise us children to be successful adults with beautiful families of our own. As my sisters have reminded me, our father was at peace and happy towards the end of and as he made many new friends and smiled more than he had ever done before. When it is time for his funeral, I will also be there in spirit and saying prayers along with you, as he has prepared me to do. Our family tree will continue to grow, with a new baby girl being born under our son Ryan, Haley, and a new one also on the way for Brandon and Carly. Thank you all for attending our funeral and supporting our family during these times. That was from my father. And I also wanted to say a few words, because in the last year I was able to make a few trips with my son Leo to see my grandfather. And there's one thing that this man taught my dad, and it's passed down to me, and I will pass down to my son, it's work ethic. He worked his butt off. He is a hard worker. And he passed that down to my father, and I would be passing that down to my son. And I know, like many others said, there are flaws in every family. And I got to see a side of him that I never got to see when I brought my son over there. And I looked over the last time I went to see him, and he was holding my son. And I was able to snap a picture, which I sent to Leslie, and he didn't know I took the picture. And the look on his face, I knew he was at peace. He loved the place, and I know he made a huge statement on everybody's lives, because people that work there are here today. And that doesn't happen all the time. So I know he was a great man.
That's all I have to say today. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much for beautiful words. And under the circumstances, the sentiments are felt very deeply by the children and grandchildren. And I have to say that I don't think I ever felt so close to the words that I heard at any funeral gathering. And so this is very unique. You know, when we have Jewish burials outside of Israel, we, in preparing for the burial, we bring earth from Israel and we place it in the coffin. And when our beloved is buried, they're buried with some earth from the Holy Land. And there's a strong connection to that. There's a strong connection to the origins of it all, to Adam and Eve, to the place of Genesis, to the genesis of the family trees, going all the way back in history. And so, in one way or another, we're all connected to our roots, whether those roots are deeper or shorter or wider, we're connected to our roots. And everything is meant to be. And things happen for a reason. And those reasons are sometimes known immediately and only sometimes known in a delayed manner. But there's a reason for it. And we thank our Father David for bringing us to this world. Without him, nobody would be here. I wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, family and friends. So you have created a lot, David, based farther than your work ethic and what you have physically created beyond family. You brought souls to the world, and it will just keep on growing and manifesting in beautiful ways. And the connections they'll make, the creations they will leave behind, are all thanks to you. And so we are all very connected. You know, in this week's Torah portion, it's interesting that David, the Hebrew name for his mom was Sarah. The Hebrew name for his dad was Binyamin. And this week we just read about the passing of Sarah, the matriarch. And we also read about the passing of Abraham, her husband, the patriarch. And how there was a dynamic there between Ishmael and Yitzhak, Isaac and Ishmael, which were the fathers of Jews and Muslims, basically. And they had their own ways, and they had their own separate lives. But somehow, towards the end, they came together to bury their father in Ma'arat HaMachpelah, in the tombs of her fathers in the city of Hebron, which he purchased for an insurmountable amount of money, so he could bury his wife. Later on, he was buried there. And we learned the strong power of family dynamic that leads us and motivates us to better understanding and becoming. And so I see it playing yet again. And it's a fascinating phenomenon. And I'm inspired by it. I heard the word, I felt loved by my father. In Torah, in Judaism, we are taught that love is transpired by giving. If I love someone and I don't give to them, they will maybe not so much know that I love them. I don't need to give big. I don't need to give frequent, and I don't need to give a lot. But when I give, I somehow transmit the emotion of love onto the person, onto the recipient. And it was interesting to know that you felt loved when he was in his, was that like recently? So I'm not sure what he gave you, but you taught me something valuable, that there's a great sense of giving by just bonding and just being and just reconnecting and allowing ourselves to be close and to feel loved. And so that is a gift. At Jewish funerals, we have a ceremony where we ask forgiveness from the deceased. And so, on the name of everyone here, family, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, everyone, we ask forgiveness from the beloved David to please forgive us for anything we may have said or done or not said or not done. Please forgive us. Everything we did is in preparing for your funeral as well as for your honor. And we appreciate you and we only wish a place of resting for you. We also at the same time ask you for forgiveness. And we also forgive you if there's anything that we felt that you needed to ask forgiveness for. We absolutely forgive you. And at the burial today, we're going to be left with the feelings of the connection we have to you and the gratitude we have towards you. And we pray that your soul will be bound up in the bonds of the everlasting life under the throne of God in the Garden of Eden. Amen.
Amen. Amen.